Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah is going to introduce us to an important concept which will come up a number of times throughout the Masechta, and that is a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa, which literally means a form of work which is not needed for its own purpose. And what exactly this refers to is a big machlokes among the Rishonim. We're going to take one approach, and that is that it refers to a melacha which is done not for its creative purpose in order to do something positive, but rather to prevent something which you don't want to occur. For example, and this is one of the examples which the Mishnah will bring, when it comes to the melacha of extinguishing a fire, if you're only extinguishing it because you don't want the fire to be there, that is not a creative purpose, you're not doing it for a positive result, rather you're removing something which you don't want there. So that would be considered a melacha she'in tzricha legufa. Now there is a machlekes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, whether this is forbidden midoraisa. According to Rabbi Shimon, it is not forbidden. Only something which is constructive and creative and leads to a positive result is forbidden midoraisa. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even a melacha she'in tzricha legufa is forbidden midoraisa. Now, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that you can't do it midrabbanan. The discussion is only whether it's forbidden midoraisa, and therefore by extension whether you would be liable to the punishment for breaking Shabbos. Now, the first part of the Mishnah is not referring to a melacha she'in tzricha legufa. Rather, it is referring to cases where somebody's life is at danger. So if you perform a melacha which is generally forbidden at that time, in order to save somebody's life, then you are allowed to do that. In fact, you're obligated to do that, and therefore certainly you would be exempt from any punishment. And this applies even if it is possibly a danger of life, even in that situation you are obligated to break Shabbos. Hamechaba es haner, says the Mishnah. One who extinguishes the flame of a lamp, because he is afraid of non-Jews. For example, there was a certain time where the non-Jewish nation who ruled the land wouldn't allow anybody to light any fire on their festival days outside of their idolatrous temples. And if they caught you with that, they might kill you. And so if somebody extinguishes his flame because of that, because he is fearful for his life, or mipnei listim, because of bandits, let's say he doesn't want to be seen, mipnei ruach ra'a, because of somebody who has a bad spirit, this could refer to some sort of depression, where the person who has this depression needs to be in the dark. Or if you extinguish the flame for the sake of an ill person who is at risk of dying, shayishan, so that he can sleep, and that will possibly save his life, potter. In all these cases, you would be exempt, and in fact, it is permitted for you to extinguish the lamp, and in general, you'd actually be obligated if it is a question of saving somebody's life. And now we come to the discussion of the melacha she'in tzricha legufa. If somebody extinguishes a flame, kechos al haner, when he has pity over the lamp, meaning if he is worried that the lamp will smash or something because it's been alight for so long, so to prevent that damage occurring, he extinguishes the fire. Or kechos al hashemen, if he has pity on the oil, meaning he wants to save oil, and that's why he puts out the fire. Kechos al hapsila, or if he has pity on the wick, meaning he wants to save the rest of the wick. In all those cases, according to the Tanakama Chayev, he is obligated, and this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that one is still obligated for a melach she'in tzricha legufa. However, Rabbi Yossi follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, and therefore Rabbi Yossi poter b'chulon, Rabbi Yossi exempts you in all of those cases, with one exception, chutz min habsila, except for a wick. And this is referring to a slightly different case to what the Tanakhama discussed. It's referring to when somebody sets a wick alight, and then very shortly afterwards, puts it out. And the reason why he would do that is so that the wick was easier to light the next time, because the tip of it would have already been lit. So the Mishnah says, chutzpun apsila, except for that situation with the wick, nipneishu oisa pecham, because he makes it into some sort of charcoal, or like charcoal, meaning just like charcoal is very easy to light, so too he did this in order that the wick be easy to light, but that means that by extinguishing it, he is doing something constructive, with a positive outcome, namely that he has now improved the wick, and there is a positive result on the wick. So it's not just that he doesn't want the fire, rather it's that he wants the wick. He wants the wick to be easier to be lit, and therefore in this case, even Rabbi Shimon and even Rabbi Yossi would agree that this is considered a melacha she'tzricha legufa. It is needed for its own purpose, meaning there is a positive outcome, and therefore you would be chayev for doing so.